This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A flying car has been certified for testing by the Federal Aviation Administration. The flying car is a vehicle from a California startup company that says it's the first fully electric vehicle that can both fly and travel on roads to receive U.S. government approval. Aleph Automotive said that its vehicle and aircraft, dubbed the Model A, is the first flying vehicle that is drivable on public roads and able to park like a normal car. It also has vertical takeoff and landing capabilities. It'll be able to carry one or two occupants and will have a road range of 200 miles and a flying range of 110 miles. The company expects to sell the vehicle for $300,000, with the first delivery projected for the end of 2025. The FAA confirmed that it has issued the company a special airworthiness certificate, allowing for limited purposes that include exhibition, research, and development. Numerous companies are working on an all-electric VTOL, which stands for Vehicle Takeoff and Landing Aircraft. The FAA said that Aleph is not the first aircraft of its kind to get a special airworthiness certificate, but Aleph noted that its vehicle is different because of its ability to function both on roads and in the air, to appear like a normal car, and to park in a normal parking space. Jim Duchovny, the CEO of Aleph, said, "We're excited to receive this certification from the FAA. It allows us to move closer to bringing people an environmentally friendly and faster commute, saving individuals and companies hours each week. This is one small step for planes, one giant step for cars." The company's website said the flying car will be certified as a low-speed vehicle, which means it will go about 25 miles an hour on a paved road. The assumption is that if a driver needs a faster route, a driver will use Aleph's flight capabilities, the company said. The vehicle still needs approval from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to go on roads. Aleph says that an initial automated test flight of a skeleton version of the car was successfully conducted in 2018, and a full-size prototype was flown the following year. Aleph said that it needed the FAA's special airworthiness certificate to continue conducting the necessary research and development. The company also said that earlier this year, it has taken refundable pre-orders for more than 400 of the vehicles, costing just $150 to be in the general queue or $1,500 for the priority queue. A pair of independent bookstore owners have created the Montana Bookstore Trail, which includes 21 independent bookstores across the state. In June, bookstore passports were mailed to each bookstore to encourage tourists and travelers to check out Montana's literary communities this summer. The passports are free, funded by Visit Southwest Montana, Far Country Press, and Arcadia Press. Visitors receive a stamp in their passport for each bookstore they visit. The model follows other popular trails, including Montana's Quilt Store Trail and Montana's Brewery Trail. The Montana Book Trail is the brainchild of Rachel Elliott Brug, owner of Reading Leaves Books in Townsend. She contacted Chelsea Rice, co-owner of Montana Book Company in downtown Helena, who enthusiastically embraced the idea. Rice said, "Book people make it a point to check out the bookstore when they go to a new town. Bookstores exemplify the community in which they're situated." In 2012, Montana had the most bookstores per capita in the nation. At the time, Montana had 64 stores, one for every 15,000 people. Of the 64 bookstores, 35 were independent bookstores. To create the bookstore trail, Elliott Brug contacted nearly 50 stores and sellers currently operating in Montana. Independently owned bookstores have faced many threats as technology has evolved, and online retailers such as Amazon and the advent of ebooks and Kindle posed another avenue of competition. COVID-19 also exaggerated issues for book retailers, and while it seemed like they might not recover after the pandemic shuttered many locations, bookstores have rebounded with strong numbers. This year, the American Booksellers Association's 2023 membership reached its highest level in 20 years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.